Pamela Z. The piece is called Baggage Allowance. A lot of the material comes from interviews I've done with numerous people, asking them questions about their travel and mainly about baggage, and baggage in every sense of the word, physical baggage, also emotional baggage, attachment, things like that. So I took a lot of language from these interviews and created collages of speech that are centering around this idea of baggage. And then in this particular piece, it's interspersed with sound that I've made that is from earlier, some from earlier pieces, and just fragments of sound to sort of glue it all together. I did it all on the computer. I have a MacBook Pro, and I used Pro Tools. Though a lot of it is just layering. I actually used very little processing. I usually use a lot of processing, but this time it was mostly layering. But in some of the sections, there are some bits of my voice with granular synthesis applied to it, and also there's a little bit of sound at the beginning that is using just time compression and expansion to stretch the sounds beyond recognition. The opening of this piece, I took something from another piece of mine where I did this very distorted version of the Star Spangled Banner, the American national anthem. You really won't hear the anthem because it's just so distorted and stretched out. But it sort of starts with that, and then it moves into these layers and layers of people's voices. This new piece, Baggage Allowance, of which this radio piece is sort of a beginning stage, is going to have an installation embodiment, which it's going to involve video projected on the walls and also in suitcases and trunks, and then sound speakers in suitcases and trunks. And so there'll be some very spatial sound and with a lot of language, layered language, like some of what's in this piece. And also these objects. I have this steamer trunk with giant old-fashioned trunks, very heavy. They used to take them on ships. And it has little drawers and a place to hang your clothes. And so I'm going to install a lot of sound into this trunk also. I think the medium of radio is very different from the medium of live performance in front of an audience. I love radio because even though I can be a very visual person, and in my performances I definitely exploit the physical presence and image using video and also my own body and facial expression and hand gestures. In radio, you're relying completely on the ear. And I find that in a way very refreshing, because then you can become much more intricate and subtle about what you're doing sonically, and you're sort of painting pictures that are only in the heads of the people who are listening to the piece. So it's giving the job of visuals to the listener.